The borough awarded the $7 million project to Western Dock and Bridge of Ketchikan early last month after denying an appeal from the second lowest bidder, Tamiko Inc. of Petersburg. In an April 25th letter, Tamiko Vice President Jimmy Martinson repeated his claim that Petersburg failed to follow proper bid procedures in not applying a local preference that would have resulted in his company winning the bid. However, he offered to drop all appeals if the borough covered Tamiko's costs for bid preparation and protests. Tamiko put the amount at $35,000. After consulting with the borough attorney in executive session Monday, the mayor and five assembly members present voted unanimously to turn down the offer. In a subsequent interview, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht reiterated the borough's position that state rules prevent Petersburg from applying its local preference for this contract.
This situation with Tamiko is unfortunate, and I wished it would have been a local company. But it's very clear with advice from our council that we would have been out of compliance with state procurement code due to the transfer agreement of when the North Harbor was given to Petersburg and the funds, the deferred maintenance funds associated with that. We could not have offered a local bidder preference. Mr. Martinson doesn't necessarily agree with that, but that's what our legal advice is telling us. And in that sense, we feel we've done everything correctly in this process and don't feel like paying a settlement for doing the job we were supposed to do.
A key factor for the borough is that state funding requirements say contracts have to be awarded to the lowest bidder, quote, after an Alaska bidder preference of 5%. In this project and previous ones, Petersburg has interpreted that to mean a local preference is not allowed. According to Giesbrecht, Petersburg would risk being sued by non-local bidders if it applied a local preference in this case. Borough code includes a passage that allows Petersburg the leeway to drop the local preference and contract with, quote, whatever source is most advantageous to the city after considering all factors in the public interest. Martinson maintains that based on his conversations with State Department of Transportation officials, Petersburg did not have to drop the preference, and he still alleges that by doing so, the borough was actually out of compliance with state rules because it didn't specify that there was an Alaska bidder preference in the bid documents.
My main thoughts are, you know, that procurement law is there for a reason, and the procedures are there for a reason, and when you break them, even if you think it's in your best interest, I don't believe at that point you're legally going the way the procedure is supposed to go. So everything I've learned and everything I've been around, that once procurement law has been broken, most 99% of the time, then that project gets bids rejected and goes out to rebid, and, you know, just on procedural issues like this, because it's unfair to anyone involved.
The Alaska DOT, which administers the harbor funding, has declined comment on this story. Martinson's not sure if it's worth taking the issue to court at this point.
I got 3-4 days to think about it, but, you know, after 2 months, I'm kind of tired of fighting the fight.
Meanwhile, the project itself is moving forward. Work on demolishing the old harbor is slated to get underway in late summer or early fall. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.